Message from our chair. The last year has been a very positive one for Healthwatch Leeds. We have reinforced and built on our previous work and have increased our profile across the city of Leeds. A number of examples can be seen in here. Last year, we talked about the initiative, the Big Leeds Chat. This was recognised nationally by being awarded highly commended at the annual Healthwatch England conference. This year, with our health and social care partners, we developed the Big Leeds Chat further by holding not only one central chat in Kirkgate Market, but smaller local chats across Leeds. This helped us to find out what is good about where they live and how it can be improved. Another Healthwatch initiative has been the real-time stories, where a number of residents have been recorded, describing their health and the care that they receive on a regular basis. This reporting of How Does It Feel For Me has been shown to those responsible for the planning of services. Putting people at the centre of decision-making continues to be a passion of Healthwatch Leeds. We have produced a number of reports over the years, one of which, on mental health crisis, was most timely as it coincided with the development of a refreshed mental health strategy for Leeds. We have also taken a regional lead-in coordinating responses to evaluate the newly published NHS long-term plan and what issues people thought should be addressed as priorities. A great piece of work and well worth a read. Sadly, this year has ended with the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdown. This has meant staff working from home and all of us learning new skills with Zoom and other digital platforms. However, our staff have adapted their work schedule. Some projects have gone ahead with amendments to take into account the situation. Others, such as Enter and View, have had to be postponed. We have made it a priority to hear the voices of those whose lives have been most impacted by COVID-19. We have played a pivotal role in feeding people's experiences at this time into health and care decision makers' responses to the pandemic. At this time, a year ago, we were in the process of recruiting new members of the board. I am very pleased to report that the standard of applicants was so high that the board agreed to increase the number of directors by co-option, including a Youth Watch member, to reflect the views of younger people. Lastly, I want to thank Hannah and all our staff for their continued commitment to Health Watch and carrying on their work in spite of the difficult situation we have faced nationally. Our volunteers, many of whom have found new roles to further our work, and to all the board directors for their support in providing strategic guidance to further the important role that Healthwatch Leeds plays within the City of Leeds. John Beale, Healthwatch Leeds, Chair.